Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
At Ritual, we're celebrating all moms this Mother's Day, current and aspiring. So whether you're looking for fertility support, natal choline, or our best-selling clinically backed prenatal, we've got you covered. Find your Ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator, as of Q4 2024 and top 5 products.
And welcome to Who Would Win Unleashed, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Gabzy, and I am joined by my new co-host, the one and only Eric Holmes. You know, Eric, we'll get to you. I'm not even sure what's happening. We'll get to you in a second. Just hold, please.
Thanks, James.
You're very welcome. In today's episode, it's a matchup for the ages that has been heavily debated since the 1960s. In one corner, you have Bruce Lee, a martial arts changemaker, disruptor, and cultural icon whose mastery of martial arts revolutionized combat and cinema and who continues to inspire new generations of martial artists. And in the other corner, you have Batman, the Dark Knight of Gotham, a brilliant detective, master martial artist, someone who strikes fear into the hearts of villains. And in this battle, guess what? No weapons are allowed whatsoever. That's right. No tech, bat gadgets, or improvised weapons of any kind can be used by Batman or Bruce Lee in this fight. As usual, I did the patented Who Would Win Google test just to see how many times this matchup has been discussed. And yeah, you guessed it. This battle has been discussed many, many freaking times online, but it's never gotten the Who Would Win treatment until today, that is. Eric, I have to know, what are your thoughts on today's matchup?
I know what's going on here, James, and our listeners might not. This is a tough one for you because you're such a massive Bruce Lee fan.
It is. Right? It is.
So I cannot wait to represent Bruce Lee for myself and beat you. So I'm very excited about this matchup.
You're a monster. I'm also not just a big, huge Bruce Lee fan, but Legion of Audience, in case you haven't been listening or know anything about me whatsoever, I'm a massive Batman fan. This episode is tearing me apart on the inside and on the outside, too. Not going to lie. It's emotionally charged. I'm having a real hard time with this. Eric, you're smiling like a deviant monster right now because I know it was you who talked to the board of directors and said, this is the episode you wanted to do. Yeah.
It had to happen.
Okay, fine. This is how it works. This is how we launch.
I chose violence.
You're violence. It's a good choice. All right, listen, let's get to what the judge has to say because we have someone so insanely great for today's episode. This is a real get. No pressure. The judge is already a little nervous. Let's just kind of ease him into this because making their first appearance on the Who Would Win Unleashed show, it's Hollywood writer extraordinaire behind such films as Event Horizon, Sweet Girl, starring Jason Momoa, and so many others. It's a comic book expert like none other. It's Phil freaking Eisner. Phil, welcome to Who Would Win Unleashed.
Woo! Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Are you, though? Listen, Phil, I know you are. He's smiling like crazy. Tell the Legion of Audience, our faithful fan base, what you've been up to.
Well, first of all, I've been just chowing down at Hometown Buffet, which is like
great place.
Best.
Great
it's
place.
Fantastic. And besides that, you know, it's Hollywood. So either you're writing or you're working to get the next thing up, you know, up the hill. It's Sisyphus, baby.
I don't know what that last word is. You know, the thing is,
it's
Phil,
a disease you get. But we don't have to talk about
that. That's fair. Eric knows more about that than anyone. So here's the thing. So, Phil, yeah, you're right. The entertainment industry is kind of at a weird precipice. It's a unparalleled time. No one knows what's going to happen. It's a little crazy.
All right, I want to do a wager, guys. I know you're talking and all, so I got an idea. It came to me, okay? I have a vision of a good wager. So when I win, okay, I would like to have Phil write for me, and then you will produce my film when I win.
You want me to produce, you want Phil to write, I'm repping Batman, you're repping Bruce Lee, you're that confident
yes.
that Bruce Lee is winning this fight.
Yes, yes, and you will be producing my film, because I'm going to win.
First of all, that's not even how Hollywood, okay, you know what, I'll tell you what, okay, done, I'll take that wager,
perfect.
But then you have to do something pretty horrific for you anyway.
All right.
If you lose, you ready for it?
What you got?
Okay, fine. if you lose, repping Bruce Lee, because I'm repping Batman, you got to join my martial arts school. It's not Max Impact, it's called Relentless Martial Arts. Oh, no, 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 you brought it up. You will become our newest jiu-jitsu student for when I teach jiu-jitsu class. By the way, Phil's a purple belt at Relentless Martial Arts. Phil, what do you think of this wager?
So first of all, as long as it's cool with the WGA, I'm cool with it. I'm actually totally down. And I'm just saying my love of the North-South, of being dominant in the North-South position, will in no way color my judgment.
Okay.
Okay, that's jiu-jitsu and MMA and grappling, submission fighting inside joke, but highly appropriate for the moment and well put in a family-friendly manner. Phil, very impressive. All right, so for the first time ever, we have stakes. You're really sure about this?
Well, that was comforting to hear from Phil, so I'm very confident I'm going to win, so yeah, sure.
It shouldn't have been. For those who know, don't ruin the surprise. If Eric loses, he's... I hope you like being hugged by men. That's all I'm trying to say. All right, let's get this party started. But before we get to the battle, here's the deal, guys. We got to go over the basics of a Who Would Win match. Now, each debater will make 3 points. Keep in mind that the Who Would Win match is a random encounter in a neutral location with no prior knowledge or prep time allowed, and the debater has to stay within the confines of the character. Speaking of which, so, Eric, you're representing Bruce Lee.
That's right, okay. The one and only.
Okay, Bruce Lee, I'm going to rep Batman from the comic books version. You know, I love the animated version from the 90s. I love so many different versions. I'm doing the comic book version because that's how the Legion of Audience knows me. All right, when it comes to determining the winner, it's the judge who has the final say and will determine which character lost based on death, incapacitation, or battlefield removal with no outside interference being allowed. Remember, the bottom line of Who Would Win match is that for one side to get the win, their opponent must be somehow incapacitated for a minimum of 2 minutes where they pose no threat whatsoever. And before we get started, we need to thank our sponsors for today's episode, Blank Spaces in Venice, California. Blank Spaces offers the very best in social co-working communities and flexible office spaces. And I'm not just reading an ad for them. I actually have my production offices and my new MMA school, Relentless Martial Arts, at Blank Spaces at their Venice Beach location, which is also where we're doing the Who Would Win Unleashed podcast right now. If you need amazing workspace and a great community, do yourself a favor and contact Blank Spaces at www.blankspaces.com right now. Also, don't forget to visit the official Who Would Win store. Visit sayward.co/collections. That's sayward.co/collections. And click on the Who Would Win merch section to get your hands on some great Who Would Win shirts, hats, hoodies, and our very own proprietary 3D printed Who Would Win versus Stan. And now, let's get to the tale of the tape for both of our combatants. Eric, please give us the details for Bruce Lee.
Absolutely. Bruce Lee was a martial artist, actor, philosopher, and cultural icon whose impact on combat sports and cinema remains unparalleled. Born in San Francisco and raised in Hong Kong, he revolutionized martial arts with his philosophy of Jeet Kune Do, emphasizing adaptability, efficiency, and direct combat. His electrifying speed, power, and charisma made him a global sensation, breaking barriers for Asian actors in Hollywood and inspiring generations of fighters, filmmakers, and philosophers. Beyond his films, Lee's teachings on self-expression, discipline, and a limitless potential of the human body continue to shape martial arts and personal development worldwide to this very day.
All right, well done, Eric. Judge, can I pick a new opponent? Because I'm really feeling conflicted with this battle right now.
No.
Great.
Thank you, Phil.
And here are the facts for Batman. Batman, the alter ego of billionaire Bruce Wayne, is Gotham City's relentless protector, a master strategist, and one of the greatest martial artists in the DC universe. After witnessing the murder of his parents as a child, he dedicated his life to owning his mind and body to perfection, becoming the world's greatest detective and a near unbeatable combatant. Armed with cutting-edge technology, which he doesn't have, unparalleled intelligence, which I hope he does, and an indomitable will, which he will have for this fight, he wages war on crime from the shadows, striking fear into his enemies. Despite possessing no superpowers, Batman stands as one of the most formidable heroes in the DC universe, both a symbol of justice and of the power of human determination. And now you have the facts on both opponents. Phil, do you have any questions before we get started?
I just want to verify. So Batman, no cape.
No cape.
No mask.
He's got his mask.
Oh, he does have his mask.
Yes. But in his mask, it's really just like communication technology. That's it. That's not going to help him. He's not calling a friend in this battle.
Okay. So he's got his mask on. Doesn't have any armor.
No armor. Zip.
So he basically is Bruce Wayne wearing a mask.
Or is the mask Bruce Wayne? No, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I had to do that.
I'm just checking. And the other thing is, when we talk about Bruce, my question about Bruce Lee, mm-hmm. So are we talking about Bruce Lee the real life actor human being, or are we talking about Bruce Lee as he portrayed his heroes in film?
The real life Bruce Lee.
I'd like to correct you on that, Eric. The answer to your question on what version of Bruce Lee we're using is yes. See, here's the deal, guys. Bruce Lee is a superhero. He actually had to slow himself down on camera, you know, because it's fat. Oh, my God, I'm arguing against myself.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. 4D chess from Eric. I don't even.
Thank you, Phil. Good segue. All right.
Great.
He's a real life superhero.
This is not going well for me already. All right. Let's go ahead. Eric, hit us with your point number one.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.
At Ritual, we're celebrating all moms this Mother's Day, current and aspiring. So whether you're looking for fertility support, natal choline, or our best-selling clinically backed prenatal, we've got you covered. Find your Ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator, as of Q4 2024 in top five products.
Absolutely. But Phil, we cleared that up for you, bud?
Oh, yeah.
All right, perfect. Oh, yeah. Let's get into it. All right. First, I want to talk about his physicals, okay? First of all, he's got insane speed, okay? He could reportedly punch 9 times in 1 second, all right? His famous one-inch punch wasn't just for show. It could send a grown man flying backward. In Enter the Dragon, his movements were too fast for cameras. Like, when have you ever seen a person who they cannot capture their movements on camera, all right? Literally, they would have to slow the film speed down to catch his punches. He also has explosive strength, okay? At 135 pounds, he could perform push-ups using only 2 fingers. He could hold a 100-pound barbell straight out in front of him for seconds, an insane feat of pure strength, all right? He also practiced a 3-fingered one-arm pull-up. He had lightning-fast reflexes. He could snatch a coin off someone's open palm before they could close their hand and also replace it with another coin. His hand speed was measured at 5/100ths of a second from strike to impact. He has tremendous endurance. His daily workouts included 2-hour-long high-intensity training sessions, sometimes twice a day. He once performed 50 one-arm chin-ups in a row as well. He has incredible agility and flexibility. He could easily perform full splits and throw head-high kicks from a standing position without any windup. He also was known to have a whole lot of ridiculous punching power. He once broke thick wooden boards and heavy bags with ease. Also, his sidekick could send a 300-pound bag swinging to the ceiling. In one demonstration, he launched a 200-pound man. We're talking about a 200-pound man. Bruce Lee only weighed 135 pounds. He sent a 200-pound man flying 15 feet away from him with his one-inch punch. Bruce Lee was and still is a real-life superhero. That's my point number one, James.
Okay, so here's the problem. You haven't said anything that's incorrect. Like, all of this is factual. All of this is documented. I'm going to argue against myself. In terms of speed, when it comes between Batman and Bruce Lee, Batman's really fast. Not as fast as Bruce Lee. I'm just going to put it out there so I can't lean into that. Legion of Audience has been following us for years. Bruce Lee is definitely faster than Batman. There is not a shadow of a doubt. I will give you that point, Eric. Well played. Okay.
Thank you.
Let me get to my point number one. And for my point number one, I'll do the same thing. I'm going to talk about Batman's physicals, his just physical capabilities, because he's got peak human strength. Look, this guy can bench press 1,000 pounds. He can bicep curl 300 pounds, which, by the way, is stronger than any real-world strongman competitor. When you see him compete, pick up the huge boulders and all that, none of them doing bicep curls with 300 pounds. I did it yesterday, but that's not the point. He once kicked a steel door off its hinges. He shattered bulletproof glass with his bare hands. He one-shot KO'd Bane. That's that big, huge guy wearing the mask and everything that broke Batman's back. Well, he did it while Bane was on that super steroid Venom at the time. That is insane. He once flipped, I think it was a judo flip or something. Solomon Grundy is a huge Hulk-like monster. He weighed about 500 pounds at the time. Batman flipped him with one hand. By the way, Batman's got, I'm just going to say it, superhuman level endurance. He operates on just 2 hours of sleep a night. That's, I don't know how that works. He just does it. He once fought for 28 hours straight against the League of Assassins, which is like the NFL of leagues of assassins. And they're the top league of assassins is what I'm trying to say. Got he it. Survived being stabbed, shot, burned in the same night. He just kept on going. Speaking of speed, he can dodge gunfire at point blank range. I don't know how to say this, but I think Batman has more effective speed for fighting, but Bruce Lee overall is faster just in general. You know, look, Batman once outran an explosion the same way Tom Cruise did that one time in every movie he's in where there's an explosion, which is pretty much every Tom Cruise movie, you know, these days. Batman also has unreal agility. Look, this guy is 6'2", 220 pounds, and he moves better than any Olympic gymnast. He's, you know, look, when he goes from building to building in Gotham City, sometimes he's clearing 30 feet at a time. I don't even know how that works. It just does. And if that's not enough, he's got this, I don't know, a monstrous pain tolerance. He walked up a gunshot wound to the stomach like it was nothing. Don't try that at home, kids. He survived being buried alive for days because he just dug himself out with his bare hands. The bottom line is Batman's physical capabilities. Look, I know he's supposed to be peak human, but they really do border on superhuman. That's my point number one.
All right, Batman could do some stuff. He got a lot of good potential, absolutely. But I still feel that he cannot beat Bruce Lee's pure speed, natural speed. Got some strength, but yeah, Bruce Lee's still going to take this guy. When I get to my next point, you're going to see why.
That's fair enough. I like how your opening statement, your rebuttal is like what I say to my kids all the time. You know, you've got potential. Because I don't know what else to say at the time. None of that is important, by the way, because we have to see what our judge has to say. Phil, you've heard one point from both Eric and myself. Where's your head at so far with this battle?
Well, actually, everything's building towards the next two steps, because what we have here that I think is established is that Bruce Lee is absolutely faster than Batman.
Thank you.
You're leaning into that.
I don't think it's debatable. The next thing, though, is Batman is larger. Batman is stronger. Batman hits harder. So now it's a question of each has a very specific advantage. How are you guys going to take advantage of the advantage?
I just hope I have points that talk about exactly what you discussed. Who knows? Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I do. All right, let's get to our point number two. Eric, what you got?
So yeah, let's get into it. So combat mastery, all right? He was the founder of Jeet Kune Do, okay? This is literally the first mixed martial art ever, all right? What it involves is integrating boxing, fencing, Wing Chun, Muay Thai, wrestling, and judo. Decades before MMA became a sport, he could also land a jab before an opponent could react. On top of that, he was said to be nearly untouchable in sparring, all right? And this is real documented stuff that Bruce Lee has done. He was also a master of kicking, okay? He had the fastest sidekick ever recorded, capable of hitting full force in 0.05 seconds. Also, his oblique kick, which was a devastating stump to the knee, is now used in modern MMA. You've probably seen it by fighters like John Jones. Ever heard of him? Yeah, you have, baby. I'm going to continue. Another fun fact. Bruce Lee studied Muhammad Ali's floating footwork and put it into his fighting style as well. He also understood takedown defense and counter grappling. He was also the master of mental warfare. Another fun fact. I'm just going to keep on throwing these fun facts all throughout this battle. He would stare opponents down with an unbreakable gaze. I don't know about you, but when someone stares at me too long, I get a little nervous myself. Let me finish. And when he's gazing at you, he would just break them emotionally before the fight even started. How about that? And then lastly, Bruce Lee was the ultimate martial artist. He was fast, like I said, powerful, intelligent, and way ahead of his time. And James, my friend, that is my point number two.
Look at you. Look at you. I mean, I'm looking at you right now, actually, with my unbreakable gaze.
I'm gazing at you.
Oh, we're trying to break
each
other.
Are you gazing at me? Yeah. Is it a look or is it a gaze?
Guys.
Okay, thank you, Phil, for being here.
A little bit of A, a little bit of B, all I'm saying. Okay, here's the deal. I think Bruce Lee, like, you know, that great expression is like, he's not afraid of the person who's practiced 10,000 kicks one time. He's afraid of the person who's practiced that one kick 10,000 times. He was the master of masters when it came to martial arts. The one issue, I talked with someone named Gene LaBelle, and he was, known as Judo Gene. If you watch any action movie or show from the 60s, probably late 60s, 70s, up to the 80s, he was the bad guy. He was the villain. He was also the referee between Muhammad Ali and Antonio Inoki in the first worldwide, televised, closed circuit-wise, MMA match or mixed rules match in the 70s, which was not a great fun match, but the hype up to that was like Conor McGregor level. Here's the deal, though, straight from Gene LaBelle. Bruce Lee was great at a lot of stuff, but he was more of a striker than he was a grappler. And if there's one thing Batman is, he's not just a great striker, he's a master of grappling and pressure points. you know, styles make the match is all I'm trying to say. I'm putting some MMA math into this. All right, let me get to my point number two. And now I'm going to talk about Batman's combat mastering and fighting styles. You know, just a little fun fact. I don't know if people know this. Batman has mastered freaking 127 styles of martial arts. He's trained pretty much in every major martial arts style on Earth. You know, you got your judo, your Krav Maga, your Muay Thai, your boxing, your karate, your Wing Chun, your savate, and ninjutsu. He's kind of like the James Gabsy of martial arts for DC Comics, and that's just unparalleled. He developed his own style that enabled him to outfight superhumans. Yeah, I said it. Eric, look at my gaze. It's unbreakable. Now, here's the thing. Batman took the 127 styles, and he didn't say, I'll take this, and I'll take this, and I'll mix it together. No, he's like, what do I need to create something for me, myself, and I? When he created his own style, he knows it works for him when he's taking on the opponents he's facing. Look, this is someone who took down entire groups of elite assassins and zombie super soldiers in the Court of Owls storyline. It's crazy. He defeated this character named Deathstroke. Now, Deathstroke's like a superhuman mercenary. He's got enhanced strength, speed, and reflexes. Picture Captain America mixed with Bruce Lee, who's also, by the way, this guy, a weapons master. And you get an idea of how big of a feat that was when Batman beat Deathstroke. Batman's also has brutal striking power. He shatters concrete with his punches. He breaks bones of his opponents with a single strike just because he's, you know, again, I told you, he's James Gabsy, like it's a thing. His pressure point attacks can paralyze or disable opponents instantly. That goes for even superhuman level opponents as well. Here it is. He's a master grappler. Now, there's this character named Killer Croc who's got like this Bane level super strength, super durability, everything. And most people don't want to be like ever hit by a Killer Croc, so he'll just smash you. And what does Batman do? He puts him in a submission hold, and I think he broke Killer Croc's arm. When you can break the arm of a superhuman who can lift at least 5 tons, probably Killer Croc can lift 20, and Batman broke his freaking arm, that is a pretty good command over grappling. Of course, he's a stealth master. We all see it. Where all of a sudden he's talking with James Gordon, Commissioner Gordon, and you know he turns around, Batman's gone. Well, here's the thing. He's even done that to Superman. When you can out-stealth Superman, and Superman uses X-ray vision, super hearing, and can't find Batman, and he can do that during a fight, I don't know if Bruce Lee has the capacity to deal with that. All of that is my point number two.
Yeah, no, you made some interesting points here with his mastery and him being stealth and everything. I still feel that his level of mastery is still not on Bruce Lee's level. It seems like this guy's jumping around. He's not really committed to things, you know. He's trying to try this move, that move. So he has some skills and he's studied a lot of different things, but I feel that his dedication and true mastery is something that Batman does not possess at this time. So, yeah. It sounds cute, it sounds nice, but this guy's just jumping around, not sticking to, you know, his bread and butter. And what is his bread and butter, right? 127? Like, what do you know to pick? How do you know to, like, keep that going? You know, how hard is he working at it? That's my rebuttal.
No, that's a fair point. It's again, I mentioned it's a James Gabsy level of mastery that very few people could ever imagine, never mind hope to attain. More on that later, because right now we're at the turning point. Phil, you've heard 2 points from both Eric and myself. Who do you think is ahead in this fight, and what does the other side have to do to get the victory?
Give it to us, Phil. Give it to us.
Man, I got to tell you, because you know, I was a little bit worried for Eric coming up, but the second round, because he's pointed out that Bruce Lee's mental game being absolutely untouched, which normally I would give that to Batman. But in this case, you know, I think Eric did a really good job of that. And also showing that in creating Jeet Kune Do, that Bruce Lee's not someone who's going to go into a fight with a game plan and be unable to adapt. This is someone who adapts as they fight. When you get into Batman again, like, he's freaking Batman. I mean, that's one of the things. So everything to me, you know, frankly, if this was D&D, this would boil down to the initiative role. Can Batman get his hands on Bruce Lee before Bruce Lee ends the fight? And right now, I don't know. So that is where I stand.
Fair.
When I really play this in my head, it always comes down to like old school UFC, mm-hmm. MMA, like when Dan Severn, or not even Dan Severn, like Mark Kerr,
yeah,
who's Dwayne Johnson's gonna do his biopic as a smashing machine, mm-hmm. and he would go up against some insanely high level strikers who are just like faster than him, better strikers, the whole thing, and he's like taking you down, getting on top of you, and I'm gonna smash you from there, or just out grapple you, or something like that. That's the only way I could see this fight actually becoming a win for Batman in this situation, which is why I'm arguing it, by the way.
The grappling.
Yeah, I think the grappling aspect, yeah. Down. Remember he fought the mutant leader?
Yeah.
And that thing, and he hit him in the shoulder, and the mutant's like, what is that? Was that a tickle? And he's like, no, but you'll not be able to move your shoulder for quite some time. You know what I mean? That's that kind of stuff is a little bit different, which hurts. All right, this battle's heating up. Let's see what's about to happen. I'm a little scared that I'm producing someone's mega blockbuster tentpole film. I have no idea how I'm going to raise $1 billion.
Can't wait.
Eric, go ahead and hit your point number three.
Yeah, here we go. This is my point number three, my last and final point, which will bring it all home for our listeners and, of course, you, James. And I will continue to convince Phil as to why Bruce Lee is much more superior than Batman. So my point number three, Bruce Lee is a tactical genius and his combat philosophy gave him the clear edge. Here's the deal. Bruce Lee's no style counters Batman's fighting style. Remember, Bruce Lee's philosophy, be wata, my friend. Probably didn't sound like that, but I tried. Anyways, let me continue. While Batman follows techniques, Bruce Lee flows and reacts, making him nearly impossible to predict. And just like James said, Bruce Lee is faster than Batman, which means he can hit before Batman can react. All right? Fun fact, Bruce Lee's lead jab was too fast for opponents to see, back to his speed, meaning Batman's reflexes would be tested immediately. His stop hit technique, striking opponent mid-attack, which shut down Batman's offense before it even started. By the way, Bruce Lee's philosophy to end fights in seconds, right? Let's not forget about that. His style is also built on efficiency, meaning there's no wasted movement, and it's all about just fight-ending strikes. On top of that, Bruce Lee also studied psychology as deeply as martial arts, and he could make opponents hesitate and second-guess themselves. So he'll get in your head. That's another thing Bruce Lee can do. Also, his feints and his unreadable movements would throw Batman off. Another thing about his philosophy is he was fond of saying the best technique is having no technique. That's why I keep saying that he can adapt to all this non-mastery stuff that Batman has going on. And like I said, Batman relies on strategy, and which also proves my point that Batman would struggle against pure unpredictability because that's Bruce Lee. So let's just wrap this up and bring it all home for you, Phil. Look, you've heard what I said. You as well, James. There's no way Batman beats Bruce Lee. Batman may be a great martial artist, little batty boy, but Bruce Lee is the greatest martial artist of all time. And that, my friends, concludes my third point. James, do you have any thoughts or rebuttal to that?
I sure do. Here's the deal. I like how you brought up the psychology that Bruce Lee has, because a lot of that, as fantastic as it is, pales in comparison to the psychology that Batman brings to the table. Batman is known as the one of, if not the most intimidating, you know, hero or anti-hero within DC Comics. This is someone who made the Punisher in a Marvel DC Comics crossover stand down after taking one shot from Batman and saying, you know what, Gotham's yours, I'm out of here. This, you know, the way he kind of comes into something, he'll read you right away. He'll understand how you move. He'll see where your physical capabilities are, where your mental game is, and he puts that seamlessly into his game plan. In fact, no one does it better than Batman, and he does it so well that Superman comes to him for advice on how to fight opponents because Batman just knows how to get into someone's head and take advantage of them. And for my point number three, I'm just going to talk about this real quick, and this is what separates Batman from Bruce Lee. See, Batman's got a lot more combat experience than Bruce Lee, and listen, I'm a Bruce Lee fanatic. I wish that he was in modern day times, could have fought MMA or did more competitions or whatever he was going to do. But back in that time, he did have some what I would call underground matches. He came out victorious. The stuff that was said about what he could do in these matches was absolutely superhuman. I'm not taking that away. But right, when you put that against who Batman has fought, again, Bane with the super steroid venom, you know, stuff, Killer Croc, Deathstroke, the League of Assassins, you know, that's all good. But then when you break it down, he's actually fought a number of opponents in DC Comics who were modeled after Bruce Lee, or at least were highly influenced by Bruce Lee. He's got wins against all of them. So when he fights Bruce Lee this time, it's not like, or when he fights him in his first encounter, it's not truly a first encounter. He's already fought three specific people who are modeled after Bruce Lee. Now, the first one is a character named, I can't believe they went with this in DC Comics, called Richard Dragon. Much, right? And this is someone, legendary martial artist, trained by the world's best fighters, and Batman beat him both in sparring and real combat in fights, just completely dominated in every way. And again, Batman's just in a league above and beyond who was supposed to be the elite martial art. Richard Dragon, really, DC Comics? Right. Do better. Okay. Another one is a really great character named Bronze Tiger. This is someone who's a master of DC Comics, tiger-style kung fu. Odd. And this is a master assassin, and this is someone who Batman has also paired up a number of times and beat, and he's like top three, top two, sometimes mentioned as the best fighter or one of the best fighters in DC Comics. Now, The best fighter in all of DC Comics is a woman named Lady Shiva. And Lady Shiva is the person who had to help train Batman after he got his back broken by Bane. And she was the one who came to him and got his fighting spirit back and said, I'm going to help you get back to where you were. She did. Batman was like, you're the best teacher. I needed you. Then they fought. And then Batman actually beat her a number of times. This is the best of the best. These are all three people modeled after either Bruce Lee directly or with certain capabilities that Bruce Lee had. But here's the big thing. And I just want to talk about the durability of Batman and the willpower combining that. Now, I love great comic book writing. And sometimes comic book writing just makes me, I don't know, just think very differently about it. Very recently, there was an issue of a Batman comic where Batman, oddly enough, finds himself in orbit.
Okay.
Falling to the earth. And Batman's,
tell me more about this.
Batman's very calm. And he's like, all right, let me just figure this out. So as he's falling to earth and, you know, churning into fire because, you know, it's reentry, Batman uses, of course, some bat combat, you know, or tech and what have you, and bat breathers or whatever in his cape, slows himself down enough. He's still speeding really fast, by the way. Figures out how to brace himself, hits the ground super hard. By the way, nothing hits harder than the ground.
Right.
Smashes into the ground and gets up. Half his mask is burned off. Part of his costume is. His cape's kind of okay. And he walks it off. He just walks
like
it off.
A cup of coffee or something?
Yeah, that's the thing. Listen, Bruce Lee and Batman both had like bad back injuries that almost canceled their careers. And Batman went into got like stem cell research. He poured billions of dollars, you know, magic, Lady Shiva, to make himself so durable he can fall from orbit. Bruce Lee's medical regimen was having some high school coach say like, walk it off. Because it was the 60s, right? That was modern medicine back then. Right. That's it. So when you talk about the durability, can Bruce Lee deliver something that he'll hit him harder than the earth when he hits from orbit where Batman walks it off? It's Bruce Lee, so you never know, but I'm going to go with no. And then never mind the fact, again, Batman's a great master grappler. Bruce Lee is maybe good, and that's about it. All of that is my point number three.
Okay.
The ground, Eric.
Yeah, no, okay. I will say this. That's some durability, my friend. That is, I mean, I'll be curious, like, what the hell is this cape made? What material are they using for his cape and his little mask?
Anti-falling from the orbit stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Have some, like, gnarly lungs. I mean, we see what our astronauts have to put on. But, okay, that little space mention, kind of threw a little wrench in there, but I haven't prepared myself for that, and I haven't had any stories or knowledge of Bruce Lee traveling through, you know.
What could have been, by the way, if he had stayed alive, right. You know.
That was some pretty good points you on that one only that you brought up.
I appreciate that. Well, you got brought
space
speed.
Kind of threw me off.
That's what I had to bring this battle. All right, listen, none of this matters because we got to get to what the judge has to say. Phil, you've heard 3 points from both Eric and myself. And it's time for you to make a decision. But before you do, it's time for a recap. So, Eric, what are the 3 most important points for Bruce Lee that you want our judge to remember in this battle?
Yes, Phil, please, please keep in mind. If you don't remember anything else, remember these 3 points, Phil. Remember, Bruce Lee is much faster than Batman. Point number one. Point number two, Bruce Lee isn't held back by a moral code like Batman is. Ooh. Okay? Thank you. Lastly, Bruce Lee can see whatever Batman is doing and counter it before he does it. And Batman's a pretty obvious guy. But kind of he's real calculated and predictable. So those are my 3 points, Phil.
I was hoping you wouldn't bring up the moral code thing. Okay. All right, my 3 points. Batman is on a different league of physicality to Bruce Lee in terms of strength and durability. He may not be as fast, but he's bigger and tougher. He fell from orbit, Phil, is what I'm trying to say. Number 2, Batman has way more fighting experience than Bruce Lee and has already beaten the best Bruce Lee-style fighters in his universe. That's pretty cool. And the real reason why Batman beats Bruce Lee is because, unlike Eric, I've actually kissed a girl.
That was low.
Wow.
That was low. No one needs to know about that. All right.
Your mom's waiting.
Are you done, James?
Your mom's waiting. All right, Phil, listen, it's now officially time for your decision. Take us through your process. Tell us a story, if you will, and reveal who you think wins this battle between Batman and Bruce Lee.
All right. I'll try to keep this as cogent as I can. So first of all of Eric's summations are absolutely on point. James, specifically to your last arguments, Richard Dragon. I could beat Richard Dragon. I mean, come on.
Phil, you're a purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu at Relentless Martial Arts, located in Venice, California. No doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
Falling from orbit, that's really impressive. But I believe we weren't allowing the use of any technology whatsoever. So I'm completely ignoring that example of him getting hit with the earth.
nice.
However,
orbit, Phil.
Yeah, no, doesn't count. He uses technology. However, this is how this fight goes. Batman gets jabbed, outmaneuvered. He is getting pieced up. Bruce Lee is going to go through the throat jab. He's going to hit Batman in the throat. He's going to crack Batman's mask. He is going to drop Batman on his ass. It's going to take about 45 minutes, but Bruce Lee is not stupid, and he keeps to the outside, and he keeps out of Batman's reach, and he drops Batman on his ass, and Batman is on his back. And in every single movie that I have seen, then Bruce Lee stands over his downed opponent and says something, and that's when Batman takes out his legs, and then it becomes a grappling match. And it's not over fast, but Batman wins that. And Batman wins that because, and I'm not discounting Bruce Lee's grappling, Batman wins that because you have two equal grapplers, and one weighs 135 pounds, and the other one weighs 235 pounds. And a 100-pound disadvantage among equal grapplers is a death sentence. So I think in this particular case, and I wish it could go a different way, but it is this thing of, in two equal fighters, who's bigger? And Batman is physically bigger. It'd be like me fighting The Rock if he was a purple belt. It wouldn't matter that I was a purple belt. So in the end, Batman wins. Bloody. Very bloody. He's bloodier than Bruce Lee, because Batman, as you pointed out, has a moral code. So he probably just chokes Bruce Lee to sleep and then immediately takes care of him. So Batman, I think, has a much bigger hospital bill.
He can afford it. He can afford it. Yeah. There you have it. What a crazy match for who would win Unleashed. I got to tell you, that moral code threw me a little bit. I was hoping you weren't going to lean into that, but you did. Well played, Eric. For your first time ever, you did absolutely fantastic in this who would win type of methodology. You did it. You killed it. You lost, though. Let's just focus on that for a second. Yeah. You lost. By the way, classes that I teach are going to be Saturdays at 12 o'clock in Venice, California at Relentless Martial Arts. We'll get you a gi, or we'll go no gi, whatever it is. And your back's okay, right? No problems with your neck?
Yes, it's okay.
Great.
This sucks.
You'll have some problems later on. But anyway, welcome to Relentless Martial Arts. Tell the Legion of Audience how you feel with this first loss ever.
This ain't right. My points were good. I brought it. I put it out there. Phil, some things you said did kind of resonate with me just a little bit, but I didn't come here to lose, all right? So, I mean, this isn't the results that I wanted, but here we are. I will go home and think about this, and we might have to have a little rematch on this, but this does suck, but I'm going to walk away the better man, just like Bruce Lee. And lastly, about me not kissing a girl, there's a nice lady, your mother, up in Canada. I'm going to go take a bus ride up to and get that first kiss, James. So
enjoy that. She'll enjoy that.
So I'm on my way. All right, Ottawa, here I come, baby.
Fantastic. She doesn't live in Ottawa. Anyway, the point is this. Phil... As if I would tell you where she lives in nice places. Okay, Eric?
Ottawa's not nice, apparently. Won't be visiting Ottawa.
Who doesn't love poutine from Hull, Quebec at 3 a.m.? Otherwise known as the best thing in Ottawa. Okay, listen, Phil, you did a great job as judge. This was not an easy battle. And by the way, we couldn't have brought in someone better to be a judge for this episode of Who Would Win Unleashed. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Phil.
Please come back for another episode. Until then, tell the Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you online.
Oh, gosh. You can find me at FUBAR, P-H-U-B-A-R, at Blue Sky.
Fantastic. All right, Eric, again, great job for your first time. You almost got the win. This was a super tough battle. But, you know, the great news is now you get to learn jiu-jitsu under me. literally, under me.
All right.
All right. But tell the Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you online.
Yes, you can find me on YouTube and Instagram. My handle is The Eric Holmes. So at The Eric Holmes, that's T-H-E-E-R-I-C Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S.
Very cool. You can find me on X, aka Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by typing in at James Gavsey. Remember to join the official Who Would Win Facebook group to make a suggestion for a matchup for the show and to be part of our growing community. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Who Would Win Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you go for your podcasts. On behalf of myself, Eric Holmes, and the rest of the amazing Who Would Win production team, thank you once again for checking out another episode of Who Would Win. We'll see you next time.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
At Ritual, we're celebrating all moms this Mother's Day, current and aspiring. So whether you're looking for fertility support, natal choline, or our best-selling clinically backed prenatal, we've got you covered. Find your Ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 and top 5 products.